And it is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company and McConnell Buick GMC, and Captain Bobby Abrascato from A-Team Fishing Adventures. Rodeo's in the rear view, Bobby. Give me your take on Rodeo 91st here, Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo.
First of all, let me tell you, I'm so glad that I'm talking to you, man. I was so worried about surviving the rodeo and my friends and family surviving the rodeo. That was about classic rodeo weather, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's funny. I had last week on Midday Mobile on Friday, I was at the rodeo site and I had Mayor Collier step in. He said, "Well, Sean, rodeo weather, isn't it?" I said, "Yes, Mayor, it is." It was the rodeo weather. The boys offshore paid for it, man. They got knocked around pretty good.
Whoo! And what about Mikey Ward winning the Wahoo?
Absolutely. That 49-pounder, yeah, did good. Had some other good fish on the mix. But, you know, he was a whole other story. He was fishing kings. And, I mean, that king mackerel fishing has just been hard the last few years. We don't know exactly why, but they've been fewer and far between. I know you remember. I mean, it just used to be a done deal.
Catch a king mackerel, you go to the lighthouse and catch them.
So yeah. I don't know what's going on. What about inshore? What did you think about the trout numbers?
They were good. It was, you know, considering the weather and everything. And I know that there were times when it was, you know, several of the people that I talked to, it was a bit of a struggle. But when you're getting weather coming in, you can't get set up on anything. It just gets tricky. That's not just trout fishing, but that's everything, you know. But wasn't bad. A couple of the trout were some pretty nice size fish for 22-inch fish. So anyway, just congratulations to everybody who won something, and number two survived it. So, you know, you done good if you made it through that one.
You know, the other part of this is we have kind of a running joke that rodeo time comes and speckled trout often decide they're not going to bite during the rodeo. So the flip side of that is now it is post rodeo. How's fishing been?
It's been good, man. I've been back on the water for the last several days since the rodeo, the last 3 days since the rodeo, and man, just still huge numbers of fish down in the Sound. The water's real pretty down there. There's a lot of shrimp coming through the Sound. The weather's been pretty good for the last several days, with the exception of a little bit of the storm here or there, but nothing like what we had during the rodeo. As far as the bay goes, it sounds like I haven't been much out in the bay, but it sounds like we had a big group trip the other day, and I talked to a couple of guys that were fishing up the bay, and it sounds like more towards the middle, you know, lower to middle part of the bay has been really the best for the trout fishing. And that's often the case this time of year when you get a big intrusion of salt water, because that lower end of the bay really gets toothy. And with that, I think some of those trout tend to follow those shrimp further up into the bay, moving north. That sounds like it's the deal as far as the bay goes. And again, as far as the Sound goes, kind of the same way. The further west you go, the saltier and clearer it gets. You're going to start running into teeth in the form of, you know, sharks and mackerel and even bluefish. It sounds like staying a little bit back towards the Sound, back towards the bridge in that area. We had a good morning the other day on topwater. One of the mornings it was a little bit cloudy and windy, so that's still an option, too, if you want to get out on some shallow stuff and do that real early in the morning and then switch over to your shrimp under a cork, whether it be a slip cork or a popping cork. Is going to get it done. And then, of course, you can get your hands on some croakers this time of year. This is croaker season right now. So hopefully maybe one time in the next couple of weeks we'll do a little more detail on catching trout on croakers.
That's one of my favorite ways to do it. You mentioned up the bay. Before we wrap up, like, how do you fish it up the bay? Are you fishing the reefs up there? Are you fishing bird schools? What are you going after?
Not as much bird schools, but structure up that way. There's some reefs up there, couple new reefs up mm-hmm. there, and some of the structure up there. You get past the rigs at the lower end of the bay, you're pretty much looking at range markers, poles, and again, like we mentioned, those reefs, those marked reefs that you can pick up on that marine information calendar. They'll give you the numbers on those, and those things up there is what I'd be fishing, you know, this time of year, if I was fishing up in the bay, you know, up in the middle part of the bay.
So, Bobby, how about this? How about they just go fishing with you? Tell them how to get a trip booked.
Well, that'll work, too. It's A-teamfishing.com is the easiest way to get us, and we're doing a summertime special through the end. I think she's got it up there through the end of September, a little reduced-rate trip that gets you in and out before those thunderstorms, before it gets too hot. We're doing a reduced rate trip through then, so you can just check out the details at ateamfishing.com. That's also the social media sites is ateamfishing.
Hey, Bobby, as always, thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, my friend.
The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company.